This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. I know there's a dozen other shows out there you can listen to, dozens, probably thousands at this time, that you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate that. Look, head up to the website. Help us out here. You know, we have these conservative shows everywhere that are being beat down by social media. We're having a hard time getting our message out. And I have a concern that in the upcoming election, we're going to have a heck of a time trying to get the message out, a heck of a time letting people know truly what's going on in and around the political world. So if you go up to the website, you can either buy a shirt or a coffee mug or buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, there's a lot of chapters in that book that still apply today, still the things that are going on. Very first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. All about how the left doesn't want you to have an absolute. They don't want you to have a right and wrong, yes or no, boy or girl. Just check it out. You'll see I'm telling you the truth. And I think you can read through some of it on Amazon. Right, you can find it on Amazon and or at our website. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Give me your email address. We send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on in the show, some of the stuff that we're selling and that kind of thing. And then on top of all of that, if you don't want to get involved in any of that, but you do want to know when the show's going on and when our new app is going to be available, you can text us at TRS. That's right, text TRS at 55222. TRS at 55222. All right. You know, Corey Duncan's on, and I should wait for this, but I can't because I'm busted at the seams on this one because it's so irritating. You talk about socialism working its way into our schools because you've allowed liberal, flaming liberal teachers to teach your kids, your conservative kids. You know, somebody said this a long time ago, and I thought it was a great, great line. Okay. Sam Sorbo actually said it. Great line. She said, "Why do you, as Christians, send your kids to Caesar to be educated?" Think about that. I got no argument. I mean, I got no comeback. It's a true statement. You send your kids to Caesar to be educated. Now, some will say, well, I've got to work. My husband's got to work, vice versa, whatever. We both have to have jobs. Okay, I got that. That's great, what have you. But are you checking their homework? Are you checking what they're learning? Are you pushing back on what they're learning? Are you teaching them how to question and push back? Because I tell you what, anti-American schools are winning. They're growing in number like crazy around this country. And most of it's because of the socialist views that we now have. Right? Anti-American schools are turning the tide against the country, folks. A new poll finding a shock number of Americans are warming up to socialism. And I'll think that the inhumane failed system might be a good idea. I mean, think about that. It has failed every place they've put it in. And when you ask somebody who's for socialism, there's only one reason it fails. It's because it's never been implemented properly. According to a new poll, 4 in 10 Americans now think socialism isn't such a bad idea. The new Gallup poll released Monday found that 43% of Americans, they want to give socialism a try. I mean, 43%. think that socialism just might work. Gallup asked a random sample of Americans aged 18 and older whether some form of socialism would be a good or bad thing. 51% of the adults surveyed said socialism would be bad for the country. I want you to hear that. 51%. Not a big margin. They said socialism would be bad for the country, while 43% said it would be a good thing. Now, here's the thing. I don't know how they answer the question, ask the questions, right? Think about it. I don't know how they asked the questions, but in what way, who they called. Were they people that actually vote on a regular basis? Were they anomalies? I don't know. The results show that an increase of 15 points in the number of respondents who said socialism would be a good thing compared to a 1942 poll in which 25% of respondents said socialism. Even in 42, 25% is a high number. Right? And 40% said it would have been a bad thing back in. So the spread is a lot tighter. Results contrast with a mammoth university poll from earlier this month, which found that 57% of voters believe that socialism is incompatible with the American values. And again, how do you ask it? How is the question being asked? They are learning in high school and college that's when you talk about socialist views, right, which is really funny because these socialist professors are teaching in a capitalist society. Right? They're getting paid what they paid. They're being allowed to do what they do because it's a free and capitalist society. Under socialism and communism, they may be a janitor. Not that being a janitor is a bad job, but they may be a janitor. Now, the result proves that the left has utterly devastated our system of education. They've utterly taken it over. Why did we let them? It's real. I mean, it's true indoctrination. You think about it. Take it. And the Dems will play the long game. The liberals know how to play the long game. We don't know how to do that. We come in short and fast, and whenever they go sideways in a relatively short period of time, we're upset. It's just amazing. We're just upset. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. I mean, we're graduating millions and millions and millions of uneducated idiots every year. One point, AOC. Double major. I don't know in what. Stupidity? Moronics? I have not a clue. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mascini, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your wife's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I do want you to be part of the conversation. I don't want you just to talk about it, right? I don't want you just to listen. I don't want you getting mad at or allowing me to stir you up with the stuff that I'm saying. I want you to get off the couch. I want you to get out from behind the keyboard. I want you to go make a change. I want you to do something that actually makes a change. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Back to what I was talking about. The anti-Americanism. Which is really funny because what we do, by not teaching our kids about conservatism, by not teaching the true values of this country, right? They don't understand that the reason they have a right to criticize the government, the reason those teachers that are teaching them the way they are have a right to do that without being shot or imprisoned, is because we live in a capitalist society, because we live in a free society. That doesn't come in socialism. Check it out across the globe. It definitely doesn't happen in communism. Check that out across the globe. It only happens when you have our kind of government. And our kind of government is totally, totally not in step with socialism. You know, and when you think about the rights that they have, do they really believe they'd have these rights under socialism? Is that really what's been, sold to them? They're learning in high school and college that capitalism is a bad thing. And what they don't realize is, how do you think they got to the college they went to? Why do you think the school they've got there? You know, who gives them money at the colleges? How do they get their money? They didn't get their money through socialism. The donors don't. You don't get an excess of money in socialism / communism. Right? Somebody in the chat room says, why don't you ask one of these high school kids to spell strawberry? I'll do one better. Why don't you ask one of these high school kids to spell Massachusetts or Mississippi? I mean, I can have a field day with this. This results proves that the left has truly, I mean, when you look at these numbers, when you look at the way these kids think, they have utterly taken over education and they've devastated the system. We're graduating millions and millions of uneducated fools every year. And go back, let's look at AOC, right? I mean, you look at AOC, where does she come up with this stuff? It wasn't taught to her. She is truly a very ignorant person. There's no way around that. She has no clues of what she's doing. I mean, the economic ideas and policies she throws out, people on her own side, economists on her side say she's nuts. This will never work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Natalie just got some really bad news. You know, poor Jerry. Truly, truly, truly. Every time I see him, I keep telling you guys this. I think of those little Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. So little Weebles toys. I think they're out of the 70s or 80s. But he got some news about McGahn's subpoena, right? And you know what? He wasn't happy about it. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler just got smacked down by the Justice Department. It was an 8-page memorandum that explained why Don McGahn has immunity from testifying in front of Congress, which I'm sure made him nuts. Now, see, instead of saying that they are following the law, no, what Jerry and team say is that there's a cover-up. Now, if you recall at one point in time, right, the Obama administration wasn't even replying to FOIA requests. Now, that's against the law. The problem was the AG was the one that wasn't replying to. How are you going to put him in jail? One portion of the memorandum stated that Congress may not constitutionally compel the president's senior advisors to testify about their official duties. Remember when they were investigating Mrs. Clinton? Didn't she hire one of the people that might have been investigated as her attorney to make sure they couldn't be questioned? Well, I'm sure she's not going to say that wasn't the reason. The White House blocked McGahn from testifying about obstruction of justice or of the justice events that were connected to the 2-year Russian probe. Again, I say, tell me exactly, is asking somebody to go easy on an investigation and or that's obstruction of justice? Remember, it was Rosenstein that told the president to get rid of Comey. Was getting rid of Comey. Remember, the Democrats wanted him gone, too, at one point. So the Democrats wanted him gone. Rosenstein wanted him gone under Obama. Obama didn't do it. Remember the Democrats, when he came out, and what's her name? Hillary lost. They wanted him gone. Obama wouldn't do anything about it. Trump does something about it, and he's obstructing justice. Would they have said the same thing if Obama did it? I'm just asking. These are questions you need to ponder and think about. McGahn was requested to appear before the House Judiciary Committee on the 21st. He's previously defied a House Judiciary subpoena, too. Now, last month, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler subpoenaed former White House counsel to publicly testify here on May 21st. Now, Nadler said that Don McGahn is a critical witness to many of the alleged instances of obstruction and any other misconduct described in Special Counsel's report. The Justice Department, in a legal opinion, argued that separation of powers and said McGahn has immunity from being compelled to testify about his duties. Now, the immunity applies to former White House counsel, according to Mr. McGahn, is not legally required to appear and testify about the matters related to his official duties at all. He can't be forced. You know, think about the precedent set by this Democratic Congress. Remember, they wanted a subpoena and wanted translations or transcriptions of the Russian translator that went with the president. So the president can do nothing, no business, without Congress having every word translated. These guys have truly sick, and they've lost their minds. Show me senior host, but more of this on the inside of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You really want to be elected? Fucking crazy. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being involved, being engaged. I mean, seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you, spend in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being engaged, being involved. Yes. See, there's a lot of good people in the chat room. I love Alice Cooper, too. I thought he was great. He's from my era. He's from my time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're talking about, we're talking about the subpoenas or subpoena that Nadler sent him again. And we're going to break. I was talking about all the things that we've kind of forgot about that the Dems have done when it came to this president. There was no outrage at the fact that his conversations to world leaders were being leaked. Can you imagine if we did that under Obama? Right? I mean, and it didn't matter what the conversation was. It didn't matter what it was about. They all got leaked, period. You know, and again, any papers he signed, any things that he was working on, people that he met with, all of it was leaked. And that was okay. Can you imagine if we did that under Obama? See, the rabid part about this, if you really look at this, Republicans as a whole, or conservatives, or whatever, people on the right will say, to the right of center. You've heard it on this show. I've called out Trump when I believe he's made mistakes. Called them all out when I believe they made mistakes. I put down some of our people like, Ryan and a few others that needed to go. You ever hear that on the left? You ever hear the left put down any of their people? Any of their policies?
Just AOC.
Right? Just, well, even AOC they don't really put down.
She puts them down.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You know, it's kind of hard to hear you when I have two things plugged into my ears, so... but AOC, yeah, you know, again, but they don't rip her up, right, like we do with our people. We don't go after them and tell them they got to go. There was some Republican congressman who said something about, rape was ordained by God, something along those lines. I don't know if those were exact words, right? And what do you see? I mean, the first 30 comments from conservatives and Republicans go, the guy's a nut. He's this, he's that. Whatever the comments were, it wasn't trying to defend what he said. It wasn't anybody saying, well, he doesn't understand the English language well, and therefore, because he's from the South, right? So he couldn't speak well or something. Coming up with something stupid like Pelosi did for her people. So when it comes to those kind of things, The left is disingenuous in what they believe to be truth and honor and justice and equality. Last month, you know, when Jerry Nadler started passing out subpoenas like candy, and even looking for President Trump's 10 years taxes, go back, they go, you know, Pelosi won't give her taxes. Is it only the president that should show his taxes? How did she get so rich being in Congress? How do these people become multimillionaires when they only make $170,000 a year? Help me understand. Right? Prove to me that you're not on the take. Prove to me it's all about investments. We ask those questions, and depending on who we ask, you know, if I ask Pelosi, then I'm being misogynistic, right? If I ask Maxine Waters, then I'm a racist. That's how they deal with things. You know what, though? They have single-handedly ruined the American language. They have single-handedly made these words of no effect. And plenty of those that have been on the show, you know, we all agree the same thing. The person or the people or the group that has ruined the word racist to the point where it means absolutely nothing and almost is a badge to wear are the Democrats. When you call peanut butter and jelly sandwiches racist, when you tag the word racist to pretty much anything you don't like, you've just ruined the word. You've made it of no effect. And as I like to say, and I'll keep saying it, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, if you called me a racist and said those things sound racist to me, Joe, I would have to stop and listen and try to make, is that really bad? Is what I said really? I mean, could it be construed as being? Now they say you're racist. You go, okay. I've teed off another liberal. You don't think that you said something wrong because of what they've tagged that with. No different than hate speech. What is hate speech? Can somebody explain that to me? Because they can't on the left, because they'll tell you it's whatever makes me uncomfortable. So then, and if that's the case, then everything they say is hate speech and they should be jailed for me. I mean, think about it. That's what they're saying. If they don't agree with it, if they think it's uncomfortable, if they think it's hateful, then that's what it is and you can't say it. Now, how worried do we have them right now that they're actually picketing in front of the Supreme Court about Roe versus Wade before anything even gets there? Although I do think it'll be back in there. I do think that the heartbeat law is going to force the Supreme Court to take it up. I still say, as I've always said, I haven't changed. Leave it up to the states. It's a representative government. Cities, states, counties, they should be able to decide what they want. And what they don't want, for that matter. I mean, some of you, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but look, if there is a city or whatever that's got a more Christ-centered viewpoint, religious-centered, God-centered viewpoint, so be it. Leave alone. You don't have to move there. If there's a community that's more atheist-centered, that wants to be devoid of God, and that's what their city council's made up with, you know, and all that, so be it. Let them have their, and you move there. If that's your mindset, move there. It's really funny, you know, they talk about this stuff. Well, the left does. In California, we have a city that caters to the LGBTQ community. That's fine. That's great. That's where they want to live. That's where they want to go. That's who they want to be represented by. That's why it's a representative government. That's fine. You don't see us going in there and saying, you know, this is the Sodom and Gomorrah of today, and oh my God, I can't. We don't do that. That's your lifestyle. That's what you want to live. Good luck to you. But they don't do the same thing to us. They would be willing in a heartbeat to come into our communities, or some of our communities, and if they're, I don't know, heavy Christian influence, they're going to find every way they can to try to knock that down. Right? No, come on, think about it. Everybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we're talking... I don't know how I got down that road. We're talking about McGahn. claiming that he had immunity, he didn't have, he, that he didn't have to testify in front of Congress. Department of Justice issued a legal argument and a legal opinion on the separation of church, the separation of powers, and said that McGahn had immunity from being compelled to testify. Right, and it applies to former White House counsels. Now, he's not legally required to appear and testify about matters related to his official duties as the counsel president. Right, the memo, which was written by Assistant Attorney General Steve Engel, stated, Congress could not lawfully exercise any inherent contempt authority against Mr. McGahn, especially for asserting his immunity, his legal right for following the law. See, their argument would be, have much more weight if their argument was, look, we know he doesn't have to do this legally, but to clear up any indiscrepancies from what he said here and then there, he should come speak with us. That would be an argument that would be harder to get away from. But to simply say he's just trying to hide something, not true. I don't know why Trump Jr. is going to testify in front of the Senate. He's already done this. Why do it again? Isn't that what Comey said? Isn't that what Holder said when he was asked to come in and speak? I've already been in there. I've already talked to those people. I'm not doing it again. Right? The constitutional separation of powers bars Congress from exercising its inherent contempt power in the face of a presidential assertion of executive privilege. At the end of the day, we all know that this is just another attempt by Democrats to find something. They are digging to find something. It's not like they have something and they need to prove that he did it. It's not like they have a dead body. This is like looking for a dead body someplace that never existed, nobody ever complained about. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. So happy you could join us. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? There's so much to do. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to push back against. Don't give up. Seriously, don't give up. You stay with it. You stay with these people. You keep pushing on them. You don't give up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, here's a pseudo-lighthearted, not heavy, heavy, heavy article about Dunkin' Donuts. I grew up around Dunkin' Donuts. I don't think we really knew that there was any other donut shop or any other way to get donuts. Was Dunkin' Donuts was it. And when you look at this, in New England, in Boston, where I grew up, you couldn't, I don't think there was a corner without a Dunkin' Donuts on it. Let's put it that way. There were a lot of corners that had like three and four Dunkin' Donuts on the corner. I mean, truly, honestly, you do a Google search, you know, there were Dunkin' Donuts like across the street from each other. Right? But the Dunkin' Donuts executives just said, look it, hey, we're not Starbucks. We're not going to be Starbucks. Right? And we're not going to be political either. So it seems like the, you know, when you talk about business, and Calvin Coolidge once said that the business of America is business, and Calvin was probably, some people say, one of the best presidents, one of the best presidents we've had. I mean, I heard the guy was so cheap. I've actually read little bits and pieces about him, and I heard he was so cheap that he would give the secretaries in the White House, they could not get another pencil until they brought him a pencil that was like an inch long. They had to use it down to where there was almost nothing left of it. Now, I know we hear some crazy stories from time to time, but it goes right in line with a lot of other things that he used to do at the White House when it came to, you know, doing state dinners and stuff like that. Very, very frugal man. How do you like that? We'll put it that way. So, take Starbucks, right? The coffee chain, these guys are all over the place too, right? They're going to, they open up places on a daily basis. They're probably opening a couple hundred of these places every day, right? I don't know. Some of you probably love these guys, but I don't. I think the coffee's overdone. I go in there and, you know, you got to wait. And I don't order off their menu. I'm not the grande hockey makataki drink or whatever. I go in there and go, look, I want a medium hot coffee, light roast, and room for cream and sugar. And they look at me like I got three heads because I won't speak their language. And I love everybody who goes in there. Forgive me, because I know some of you really enjoy doing this. But you go in there, you order like you've gone to college to learn how to order coffee. I just want coffee. Right? And some days the coffee tastes like it's been cooking all day long, right? Anyway, and some of you people with the stuff that you drink there, the coffees that you drink there, you can't eat any food the rest of the day because you've eaten up like over half of your calories for the day. And sugar. So Starbucks has let everybody know how they feel about abortion, right, through donations. They've given money to Planned Parenthood. They put Planned Parenthood on notice regarding guns. It uses design on the side of their coffee cups. They try to start a conversation about race or even political. I mean, they have tried everything to draw young people, draw the hip, I guess. I don't even know if they're called hip anymore. But the hip people into the conversation, into their stores. I said earlier, I really believe that when you go in there and they say, name please, just say Trump or Donald. Usually, I don't care what you use. Really make it hard on them. Right? And now you go in there, they're so politically correct. You don't have to buy coffee. You don't have to do anything. You go to the bathroom. You can pretty much move into the place, and they're not going to throw you out. Now, if you're a corporation that wants to have a political, social, or religious identity, that's your right. Right? Like, what is it, the Black Rifle Company? Right? They've got a boatload, which is good. They've got a boatload of marketing because of their conservative leaning. Now, although Black Rifle is a small boutique coffee roaster, it's not one of the world's biggest chains. Right? Most people don't want a side of politics with their coffee. Although, where I come from, you do. You sit down, what are you talking about? You're talking about politics over coffee and a donut. Anyway, Dunkin' Donuts doesn't really care. They're corporate executives. They say, look, we're not Starbucks. We're not political. Right? Drayton Martin, who's the Dunkin' Donuts brand VP, he said at a 2019 meeting of the International Trademark Association, we don't want to engage you in political conversation. We want to get you in and out of our store in seconds. We don't want people burning their munchkin boxes. Right? So, when you read, I mean, the amount of tweets that went through, it was great. Well, lady says, on issues of social conscience, Duncan can't stay neutral, but wants to make everyone feel welcome. We don't want people burning their munchkin boxes, really? So everything with a social or political overtones has to be case by case and avoid partisanship. Now look, why does a donut place have to even discuss this? Look, with all due respect to the 15, 16, 17-year-old trying to work their way through school, getting a few extra bucks for the weekend, I'm not interested in your political leaning when you're handing me my coffee. Just give me my coffee, let me go. It's really that simple, right? I mean, a true New Englander It's very simple, right? Dunkin' is in Starbucks. They don't want to start a conversation on their cups. They want you in. They want you out in a minute and 20 seconds. Have those conversations with your friends. Dunkin' Donuts is not your friend. It's somebody who wants your money. And most executives at Dunkin' Donuts consider the fact that you know, truly, ultimately, it's just a coffee shop. That's their job. Right? I don't know. When you look at this stuff, you look at what's going on in the world of, you know, fast food, coffee, that kind of stuff, Chick-fil-A and what have you. Do you like the food or don't you? That's what it boils down to. Do you like the food or don't you? Do you like the service you get or don't you? You know, Chick-fil-A, notice that they harp on one thing and one thing only. Right? The detractors. They don't like the viewpoint that the owners have for the LGBTQ community or on abortion. So the social issues that are important to those people totally defines their world. And yet anybody who has an opposite viewpoint is a terrible person, is a hater, is wrong. So I guess technically, not that I believe the number, if almost 80% of this country, people in this country, say they believe in God, they believe in a higher power, you're allowing the 20% to dictate what goes on in schools and everywhere else, whether you can talk about God, not talk about God, pray or not pray. Wow, you bunch of cowards. No, I'm serious. If you're going to allow less than 20% of the population dictate what you can say, when you can pray, when you can't pray, and all that other stuff, man, that's sad. Anyhow, but I thought it was a pretty interesting article about how Dunkin' has stayed away from politics on purpose. They're not going to get involved in it. They're not going to put anything on the side of your cup that's going to start a conversation into politics or tell you how to take care of the homeless or anything else along those lines. Look, here's the deal. I go to you for coffee, right? I don't care who you give your money to. That's between you and your God or no God. You're looking for Christians. If I know you're giving, like, okay, so here, let me tee off some of you Christians. If you know Starbucks is giving money to Planned Parenthood to help pay for abortions, how do you as a Christian go to Starbucks and buy coffee when there are other coffee shops in your neighborhood that probably do not fund Planned Parenthood? I'm just trying to understand that. I'm trying to understand that mindset. And not that we're saints, but Timmy and I, there's certain things we don't do because we know certain places support Planned Parenthood and other things along those lines. Right? Whatever. But I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you're leaving us, I'll cry for you later. You can always get us online, though, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. The local station doesn't carry the show at all or not long enough, call them. And then call me and let me know. You know, we can get them on the phone and ask them why. I'll ask them why. It's okay. Don't mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, surprise in the next hour. Don't miss it. Again, if your station's not carrying it, you can hop online with it. Otherwise, stay with your local station. Tell them how much you appreciate them taking the show, and I do appreciate it. Next hour, also, we're going to talk about the number of students that say hate speech is not free speech should scare you, should make your skin crawl. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless.